Well, we're gonna play some rock and roll for you. And thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you. tell a quick story. Lincoln forgot to get his safety key before he came on, so he's going to go do it now.
Most important part of show business, actually. So that song, Lucille, was originally done by Little Richard. He wrote that song. And one time, long story, but I got to do this gig in New York City, and it was myself, Rod Cooter, and Steve Cropper playing guitar. And it was a whole bunch of people on the show, and you know, I was just in awe of being there with Cooter and Cropper. And we had a really good time because they're both really nice guys, and we're splitting up the parts and playing things. And then it came time to play with Little Richard. And he hadn't rehearsed or anything. You know, he's Little Richard, you know, he was finishing up the show. So he looked at us, said, "Guitar players, come here." We went over to the piano, he goes, "Go do Lucille." He starts playing that, you know. Playing that on the piano. He said, "Now play that." And he just kind of points at us, and Cooter looks at me and says, "All three of us?" He goes, "Yeah, just play that. Don't play that." So we did. Little Richard tells you to do something, do it. Yes, sir, Mr. Little Richard. But it was great. You know, yeah. That. So what do we got? Kentucky, eh? Okay. This is another very weird blues song. It's called Kentucky Blues. It's got nothing to do with Kentucky. I don't know why it's called Kentucky Blues.
Thank you.
Schofield Records wrote this tune called Black Power. It ended up being a song I really dug, and then John Schofield recorded it under another name with a couple of changes, but this goes out to Avi Bortnik. It was a lot of fun to play this tune. That being said, we haven't played it yet. I'm gonna do that for you now. Thank you.
Songs, right? Since we were little kids, and you know, I always loved that one for some reason. The harmonies, of course, they're incredible, brotherly harmonies. But when I really sat down and tried to like figure it out on the guitar, it's not like there's nothing normal about the way that they sang together. Like Don would sing a note, and then Phil would hit a note below him and hold the note while Don moved around, and they would do all these weird crossing things that like regular harmony singers don't do. I guess because they were brothers, they could do it. Or they didn't probably didn't even have to talk about it. You know, they just did it. They made a great record. It's called like Songs Are Daddy Tartas or Songs Are Father Tartas, where they do all this old like Kentucky, Tennessee, you know, country, real country stuff. Great record. If you ever run into that.
Remember Dreaming? That song, Dreaming, what a beautiful song. Beautiful song. They had harmony like angels. Well, speaking of angels, this is a tune off my Percolator record called Prayer. It's a hope for good times ahead and everything that means a lot to your heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
with really one of the snappiest shirts any of us have ever seen. Josh, could you stand up and show him the back of that shirt, please? I'm telling you, huh? Show business. You got to show your business. Lincoln Schleifer on the bass is going to sing a song for us now. Lincoln, the people are here, man. Yeah, folks. Hundreds of miles away from each other, listening to this record, trying to learn. That's still hard to play. There's a song about a train and a train station.
forget that I am my sleep.
I got to produce a record on Paul Burleson from the Johnny Burnett Rock and Roll Trio. Probably nobody can remember Paul Burleson, but Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, yeah. Train Kept the Rollin'. Yeah. They did Train Kept the Rollin' in the 50s.
Yeah. All did all this stuff.
I know you guys have heard that rip before by a guy named Jimmy Page.
That was one of his riffs.
Anyway, we're going to do that for you now.
Oh,
gonna do a little J.J. Cale.
Thank you.
thank you so much. Thank you for supporting. What a great room this is. And thank City Winery for supporting live music and making it such a beautiful room. We're going to feature our main bass man.
And the older
bass man. Or two. It's a girl getter.
John Lee Hooker talking about some dimples, baby.
I'm hearing crickets. So am I the only guy hearing crickets?
I'm picking up that motor again.
All right, that's good.
Thank you.
At least I'm safe. I'm going to do a tune that was I used to do in the band, Levon's favorite tunes, The Flip Side of School Days by Chuck Berry. It was called Deep Feeling. He played it on pedal steel, actually, and I did it on my first album. We'll do that for you now. We're missing one guy, I just noticed. Thank you.
That was a St. Louis song. Now we're going to do a Memphis song. Some of you grown-ups, like me, Jim, you might remember, about 67, they had these really low-cut slacks for the ladies. They were called hip huggers. See, the old guys always think that the old days were better. When I was a little kid, I'd hang around with my Uncle George, and he'd hang around with these really old guys, and they were always talking about, things were better. Those guys, at that point, were talking about like the 1890s or something. For real, you know. This is in, up in the North Sea, I'm from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. So it's up there, which, when I was growing up in the 50s, was just a little hillbilly town, you know. And we used to come down here to Philadelphia like once a year and go, oh God, look. From St. Louis to Memphis to Chicago.
Thank you.
Josh Dean on the vocals, and we want to thank you so much for coming. Now we can walk off stage and come back for an encore, or just stay up here and play for an encore. You guys want to hear some more?
Thank you. just can't go on.
Thank you.